Devontae, congratulations on the new day. Could you talk about your feelings about re-upping and so forth?
It's a great feeling. It's a great feeling. I get to continue to play four more years with the team that brought me in, took the first chance on me. So it's a great feeling to finally get all that stuff out the way and just be able to just get stick to football now and just do what I got to do, do what I was brought here to do.
Is that kind of the silver lining for you, at least for this season?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. It's definitely a good way to go out. Obviously, we didn't handle things on the field the way we wanted to this year, but to be able to know and have that security that I'm going to be coming back here for a long time, it makes me feel good, and I know my teammates have been great about it and coaching staff as well, so it's a good feeling.
Devontae, you had tweeted out, I think it was on your birthday, that a lot of people from where you're from don't even make it to 25. What does it mean to you to not only have made that, but to now sign the big money deal and to know where you started and know where you've gotten to?
Yeah, I mean, just the process, kind of the what led up to it and, you know, the story and everything just makes it all a little bit more sweet. So to be in this position where, you know, I can provide for my family and generations for my family, you know, it's a great feeling for me. I know my support system, my circle is small, but it's tight, and everybody's real proud of me. So, you know, it's not just for me, it's for my city. So be able to do this and be a, you know, kind of the model for the young kids and the youth in my area or even around the nation to, you know, have somebody to look at and look at the process and just show you how, if you're patient and diligent, that, you know, good things can come. So I'm glad to be able to do that and, you know, be a poster child for some of these kids out here.
Devontae, are you okay with the head injuries and where are you at?
I'm cleared. I feel great. Completely clear from the protocol, so good.
Any concern? I mean, those are a couple of really ugly hits.
Yeah, real ugly hits. But, I mean, this last one, it's tough because, you know, everybody saw how it looked, and I think people got kind of, you know, overreacted a little bit with some of it. But, you know, just taking precaution. You don't want to be stupid out there with head injuries and things like that. And it's not like I'm falling and hitting my head and, you know, having concussions. There's people out here, you know, doing malicious things to take me off the field. So, you know, when it happens twice, it kind of gets to you a little bit, and you just want to be a little safe and, like I said, take precaution and make sure you're not damaging yourself long term.
And long term, are you concerned or do you feel like you're
going to
be?
I'm 100% fine. It's not anything, you know, just it happened twice in a year, and it's more mental and upset that I couldn't play in the game to, you know, be there for my teammates, but definitely not worried about my health long term, though.
You're not worried if the doctors said anything to you, too, because you've had three, I believe, and each time you've come back relatively quickly. Does that bode well for you if the doctors said anything along those
lines? It's case to case. It's always case to case. There's no concussion is the same, and it's hard to even diagnose concussions. I mean, we don't even know what they are half the time. So that's why in this situation we were just safe and make sure that we didn't want to put me out there and you know, continue to risk, you know, anything. When it's a head injury, you want to be smart with it. So that's where we're at with that.
Did you talk with Thomas Davis at all beyond that one tweet?
No.
Did you believe he was sincere in his apology?
It doesn't matter.
Would you talk to him going forward?
I mean, this ship itself, I mean, at this point, there's no point in doing that. I mean, they got to do what they got to do, and, you know, we're done here. So we're too far removed from that. I mean, it is what it is at this point.
Devontae, you probably could have tested the free agent market and seen what was out there, but you quickly anyway, you know, came to terms here with the Packers. Was it kind of a no-doubt decision for you that you wanted to be back here and kind of see what you guys can do together?
Yeah, I mean, when you look at the big picture, you look at, you know, who I get to play football with. I get to play with Aaron Rodgers. I get to sit here with Jordy Nelson and Randall Cobb helping me out throughout the, you know, they've been through it. And to have them in my corner, it just makes everything a lot smoother, the process of going through it. And then it makes the transition into, you know, going into that next year after the contract year and continuing to, you know, the big thing is continued success. And I feel like that's where, you know, it separates people. You can get paid, but then what are you going to do after that? So I just got to make sure that I'm doing what I got to do, and I got all the people around that that make it easy for me.
You've always been confident in your own abilities. Now you're paid with the best receivers in the game. How much pride do you take in that? How much responsibility does that put on you?
Puts a lot of responsibility on me, but it's, you know, it's something that I'm ready for, and I think I've been showing that with the way I've been playing in the past 2 years. So 100% ready for what comes with it, and definitely ready to take on a bigger role in this offense and do whatever it is, just being a leader for this team and, you know, getting paid and being in the spot I'm in. That, those are things that come with it.
How much are you playing half a season without Aaron Rodgers kind of open your eyes to the whole value of it?
Yeah, I mean, it showed everybody. It's not just not just me. I think that Davante Adams was the least of people's worries as far as what's going to happen and how I'm going to take care of my business. So, and that's not anything being cocky or anything, just knowing that I'm going to be able to be a pro and take care of my business. So, you know, obviously having Aaron go down, I think it opened up a lot of eyes and you don't take things for granted. And, you know, obviously Brett stepped in and he did the best job he could, but having, you know, the best quarterback in the game taken away from you, it kind of exposes a lot of things, and it allows you to see a lot of things. So I think that it made us all grow a little bit.
Your thoughts on
the type of hits that you took this season or visited by the NFL during the offseason? What would you like to see in the league do to remove
the hit? Well, I mean, I don't know about removing the hit, is because people are going to do what they want to do at the end of the day. You got split second decisions to make, but You gotta do something about it. I feel like, you know, having the, like they do in college now, I believe they review it or whatever, having that in place would definitely help. But we'll see how they take care of it.
Your thoughts on Ted Thompson taking a new role in the organization?
I mean, I'm not exactly sure what's going on. It's a lot of things moving around right now. But you know, whatever's going to be best for this organization is what I'm all for. I got a lot of respect for Ted. He's, you know, one of the main reasons why I'm here. And he believed in me and kept me here throughout some bumps in the road. So a lot of respect for him and however he takes care of his situation.
Davante, you've obviously seen the business side of this now.
Yeah.
You know, Jordy and Randall have big contracts and they've been getting old. I mean, what do you think the chances that you three will be able to continue what you've done together?
I don't know what the chances are. I don't know how that works. But, you know, I hope my brothers are here with me. I hope that I get to continue. You know, we all get to continue our success together here in Green Bay. It is a business, so we'll see how everything happens. But I can't tell you the chances and all that, but I hope that they are here.
What kind of trio do you think you guys have made?
A really dynamic one. I feel like with us three, that there's few in the game that can, you know, match what we bring to the table. So it'll be great to continue that next year, and hopefully that's the way it is.